When God's word, the word of truth and order, cleanness and life, even eternal life, is rejected, you should expect the opposite results. Lies and disorder, uncleanness and miserable death, and even eternal cognizant damnation. That is how it works. A classic global field study is going on, and you can see it in real time happening all around you. Look with your eyes. The cardinal biblical law of Galatians 6:7 rules, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Man has added to, subtracted from, even outright rejected the Holy Scripture, and he has done this since the very beginning in the Garden of Eden. The deleterious results are entirely predictable: lies and disorder, uncleanness and miserable death, and even eternal cognizant damnation. If you have yet to make your decision for Jesus Christ, you are under the spell of hell's bondages. You need to know it doesn't have to be this way. You can be born again where everything is new, just like Jesus says. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." In just a few moments, I will invite you to follow me in a simple prompt, and if you follow from your heart, today you will most literally be born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God. Today, the miracle of 2 Corinthians 5:17 will be yours. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Today, all your sins and their shame will be washed away by Christ's cleansing blood. You will be pristine clean. Today, all of Satan's bondages in your life will be broken, and the bigger, the better. You will be free. Today is your day of salvation. Here is the simple prompt I promised. You need to move now, for at any moment, this offer can be rescinded. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Romans 1:28, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." God said, 2 Thessalonians 2:8-12, "And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." God said, Daniel 7:25, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time." Man said, "These doomsday prophets make me laugh. Those of us in the enlightened society know there's no end of the world, and certainly no judgment day. Eat, drink, and be merry." Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 1206, that will once again certify the marvelous inerrancy of God's Holy Bible. All of these features are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and to be used as bait by God's fishers of men. Every Thursday evening, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for coming. May you always be enamored by the marvelous gift of born again. The word absurd is the focus of this segment of the God Said, Man Said 21 Signs of Doomsday series. The Bible declares that an evil spiritual mindset will grip the globe at the very end of days. The twofold nature of this spiritual darkness is noted in God's word. Every feature in this short series contains the following foundational information. It is known as the doctrine of imminence, which is the teaching that Jesus Christ could return for his church at any moment. This was the doctrine of the New Testament church, and it remains the same today. The time of Christ's return is hand in front of your face close. The Bible informs us that a general state of mind will prevail over the earth at the time of God's world-ending judgment, in which Romans chapter 1 describes the self-proclaimed wisest among us refusing to retain God under knowledge, resulting in their being turned over to a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind is a worthless one, and the glaring results of this state of mind is a deep spiritual wickedness and a headlong dive into homosexual perversions. Romans chapter 1, 21 through 28. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Again, 2 Thessalonians 2, 8 through 12, and this addresses the spiritual mindset of the world at its very end. Does this sound familiar? And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The reprobate professors of the world's academic institutions have taught their students that evolution is the God of creation. According to evolutionists, there was a big bang out of virtually nothing, and boom, here we are. Your first cousin is a mushroom, your second cousin is a banana, and your father is a monkey. To these revelations, the whole class parroted, "Wow, isn't evolution awesome?" The blind professors have convinced their blind students that they can, in fact, see. And as Jesus said, they have both fallen into the ditch. Matthew 15:14, let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Remember, think imminence, think soon, think now. Daniel 7:25 speaks of Satan's last day efforts against the saints, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Satan's plan is to wear out the redeemed with a constant barrage of bold-faced lies. The carnal man finds it easier in many cases to believe a lie over the truth. This is a matter of heredity, like mother, like daughter, like father, like son. The following paragraphs are from the God Said, Man Said feature, 21 Signs of Doomsday, update 60, absurdity. Absurd, yet the world's academics bow. Mathematics has a concept called absurd. The following excerpts are from Dr. Chuck Missler's book, Beyond Coincidence. While nothing is considered impossible in statistics, merely highly improbable, there has to be a point in mathematics where it's justified to call it quits and say, enough's enough. In his 1962 book, Probabilities of Life, mathematician Emil Borel suggests that probabilities become too negligible to worry about on a cosmic scale after 1 in 10 to the 50th power. Odds of 1 in a trillion, 10 to the 12th power, may not get many investors, but still remotely possible. On the other hand, a chance of 1 in 10 to the 50 is inconceivable. It's defined as absurd. 1 in 10 to the 50th power is defined as absurd, Dr. Missler continues. There are large problems with the argument that this macromolecule developed through random processes in ancient bacteria. The 20 protein-forming amino acids exist among hundreds, and from those 20, the brutally long sequence of amino acids has to line up in precise order. The amino acids have to be chained together just right, or the protein doesn't fold properly, and oxygen cannot attach and release in the manner precisely balanced for life. The number of possible arrangements in a polypeptide of 574 amino acids from the 20 basic ones is 10 to the 650th power, yet during the alleged 13.8 billion years of the universe, there have been only 4 times 10 to the 17th seconds. To suggest this complex protein formed by chance is ludicrous, end of quote. Absurd is defined as 10 to the 50th power, so then 10 to the 650th power is absurdity magnified 13 times. Again, from 21 Signs. The mathematical probability of occurrence of complex organisms is terribly low for biological evolution and higher for biological abrupt appearance. Schutzenberger of the University of Paris, at a conference on mathematical challenges to the neo-Darwinian interpretation of evolution, concluded that the probability of evolution by mutation and natural selection is not conceivable. We believe that it is not conceivable. In fact, if we try to simulate such a situation by making changes randomly at the typographical level on computer programs, we find that we have no chance, i.e. less than 1 in 10 to 1,000 zeros, even to see what the modified program would compute. It just jams. Thus, to conclude, we believe that there is a considerable gap in the neo-Darwinian theory of evolution, and we believe this gap to be of such a nature that it cannot be bridged within the current conception of biology. Ambrose of the University of London also finds that for the emergence of new species, the probability is so small in terms of the known age of the universe that it is effectively zero. One example is the information content of essential enzymes, which is unimaginably vast, according to famous astronomer Hoyle, formerly a professor at Cambridge and director of his Institute of Theoretical Astronomy, and mathematician-astronomer Wickram Sinke. The essence of his argument last week was that the information content of the higher forms of life is represented by the number 10 with 40,000 zeros, representing the specificity with which some 2,000 genes, each of which might be chosen from 10 to the 20th power nucleotide sequences of the appropriate length, might be defined. Evolutionary processes would, Hoyle said, require a several Hubble times, each Hubble time is the time since the postulated Big Bang, to yield such a result. The chance that higher life forms might have emerged in this way is comparable with the chance that a tornado sweeping through a junkyard might assemble a Boeing 747 from the materials therein. Remember, in mathematics, the odds of 1 in 10 to the 50th power is considered absurd. So then 10 to the 40,000th power is absurdity magnified 800 times, end of quote. In feature number one, we listed numerous quotes from Dr. J.F. Ashton's book, Evolution Impossible. Dr. Ashton himself is highly credentialed and quotes fellow highly credentialed scientists regarding evolution while offering his own insights. The following bulleted list will drive home the absurdity of evolution, the very god of the world's academics. In other words, I could not find a single published scientific paper reporting the evidence that supports the fundamental requirement of evolution that new meaningful genetic information arises by chance. Instead, I have found much published data showing that it is impossible for new purposeful genetic information of any significance for evolution to arise by chance. This was an astounding finding. The widely claimed fact of evolution was not only not proved, but there were published articles disproving it. Dr. Jerry Fodor, noted philosopher, is quoted as saying, basically, I don't think anybody knows how evolution works. This statement is a far cry from the confident assertions found in biology textbooks and museum displays. Furthermore, nobody knows how evolution works because nobody has ever observed evolution. It has never been observed in the past, and it has not been observed in a laboratory. Thus, the improbability of life occurring in the simplest cells with the corresponding molecular capacity vastly exceeds 1 chance in 10 to the 150 power, which, please note, is the number 1 followed by 150 zeros. In other words, abiogenesis is absolutely impossible. That is, a living organism cannot arise by chance from non-living matter. Remember, mathematically, absurd is defined as 10 to the 50th power. The odds of even the simplest cell evolving by chance are so impossible that they are absurdity magnified 3 times. The proponents of chemical evolution are choosing to stick with and teach a simplistic 80-year-old model against a tidal wave of evidence that abiogenesis is impossible. Also, on the basis of the levels of mutations observed by Dr. Lenski's team and the probability of all this new genetic information arising by chance is so close to zero as to be impossible. If the evolution of a simple cell is statistically impossible, as we saw in the first chapter, the evolution of these higher organisms is even more impossible. And as Spetner points out, on theoretical grounds, random mutations cannot form the basis of evolution. But not a single example of some new intermediate arm or leg system, or some intermediate new superior eye, or some new intermediate anything with totally new genetic information evolving has never been reported in literature. This process has never been observed, and on the basis of our current knowledge of biochemistry and probability, it is absolutely impossible. That is, new types of organisms cannot evolve by random chance. As we have noted in earlier chapters, not only is there no known mechanism for producing a new meaningful genetic information, but also it has never been observed to occur. However, these theoretical transitional forms have not been found, and even evolutionists admit that the absence of fossilized fish gradually becoming amphibians is a conspicuous gap in the fossil record. These fossils found in the Lower Cambrian rock strata are a major problem for evolutionists to explain, as there is no fossil evidence of their evolutionary ancestors. So, there is no known explanation of how such huge amounts of complex genetic code could form. There is also no evidence of the required mutations in the fossil record. It follows that much of the so-called geologic column is simply a record of the extinctions that took place during the flood and volcanism catastrophe. Subsequently, it is very plausible to conclude that evolution has, in fact, not occurred, end of quote. Remember absurdity. The earth is just over 6,000 years old. We are able to use the Bible to date the age of the earth using genealogical spans and other chronological markers. For example, Genesis 5:3, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. The earth and its universe are just over 6,000 years old and not billions. Man was made in the image and likeness of God and did not slither out of some mysterious primordial soup. Man is experiencing devolution and not evolution. It is the obvious 180 principle. The earth is young, and there are well over 100 scientific measurements that shout this fact. However, in the world's halls of wisdom, absurdity rules. God said, man said, has published a host of features regarding Noah, his ark, and the global flood that occurred 1,656 years after Adam first opened his eyes. The global flood occurred nearly 4,400 years ago, and the earth testifies to it on every continent down to the very seafloor. For example, all around the globe, scientists have unearthed billions of fossils depicting creatures that have been destroyed by water action. Truly, the earth has opened its mouth, Revelation 12:16, and swallowed up the dragon water. Noah and the ark were not some fairy tale, and the proof is simple. The fossils are not tens of millions of years old. They are actually much younger than that. The world's Antichrist position is just absurd. Nearly 30 years ago, the world of evolution was shocked to the core by the discovery of soft tissue fossils, and the quaking continues. Evolutionists were forced to the tall grass to huddle together to update their unbelief. How could fossils, purported to be in the millions of years old, still contain soft tissue that, given that much supposed time, hadn't decomposed away or fossilized? Unfortunately, the discovery wasn't a fluke, and soft tissue fossils continue to be unearthed. The absurdity of soft tissue and even blood cells in fossils claimed to be tens of millions of years old is hard to juggle. Dr. Jonathan Sefardi and Joel Trey address soft tissue fossils in their book, Titans of the Earth, Sea, and Air. Excerpts follow. The discovery of soft tissue and other unfossilized organic biomolecules in dinosaur fossils has been one of the most exciting areas of creation research in the last quarter century. These discoveries are highly problematic for the idea of evolution in long ages. That's because real operational science can measure how quickly these would break down. Thus, none of these organic compounds should remain if they are really millions of years old. When scientists first discovered dinosaur soft tissue, many evolutionists insisted that these findings had to be fraudulent. There was no way, they said, that soft tissue could last millions of years. Of course, they would not consider that dinosaur bones are not that old. However, the sheer number of examples in the scientific literature, combined with lots of rigorous testing, exposes that these discoveries are quite common. At the time of writing, there are over 58 dinosaur soft tissue discoveries spanning 31 scientific journals, and most are from just the last decade. Sometimes paleontologists refer to preserved soft tissue, meaning that it was originally soft material that has become pre-mineralized. One example is an outline, left in the rocks of what was once a soft body part. In this book, to avoid confusion, whenever we use the phrase soft tissue, we are strictly referring to original biomaterial that is organic and has not mineralized. Under this definition, soft tissue would include the discovery of original dinosaur proteins such as collagen and red blood cells. Suppose we include non-dinosaurian examples such as birds, reptiles, and sea creatures that evolution has claimed to be millions of years old. In that case, the number increases to around 120. Creation scientist Dr. Brian Thomas even earned a Ph.D. in paleobiochemistry from the University of Liverpool for his work on ancient and fossil bone collagen remnants. So this is now a well-established field of study. The initial reluctance to acknowledge the existence of dinosaur soft tissue stems from the belief in deep time. But it is scientifically possible to work out the maximum possible time for different proteins to break down. These studies always show that dinosaur soft tissue would not last for millions of years. Evolutionists often date fossils according to the assumed ages of the geologic layers containing the fossils. Sometimes, they radiometrically date volcanic layers above and below the fossil to provide a date range. But if these dinosaur soft tissues are not millions of years old, then they call into question the dates assigned to the rock layers. Without millions of years, there can be no time for evolution to happen. Not that evolution would be possible even if millions of years were granted. It wouldn't happen. That is, millions of years are necessary, but not sufficient for evolution. In 1990, Dr. Mary Schweitzer from Montana State University discovered T-Rex blood cells in a bone that was unfossilized in its center. Not surprisingly, the researchers were harassed by skeptics who rejected the finds. As Dr. Schweitzer described, all hell broke loose. Although she is not a creationist, her career was at stake due to the huge disruption this would likely cause to the evolutionist establishment. Dr. Mary Schweitzer's find was not the first dinosaur soft tissue discovery, but due to the media fanfare and reproduction of colorful images of her find, she is generally credited with being the first. However, at least a dozen scientific literature publications describe dinosaur soft tissue before Mary Schweitzer's 1993 paper. This demonstrates the scientific community's huge ignorance at the time. However, about 40 years before, Philip Abelson, co-discoverer of the element Neptunium, reported amino acids in Devonian fish, Jurassic stegosaur, and Cretaceous anatosaurus. Despite the criticism she received in 2005, Dr. Schweitzer also found soft fibrous tissue and intact blood cells. This reinforced her earlier discovery's validity. As the fossil dissolved, transparent vessels were left behind. It was totally shocking, Schweitzer said. I didn't believe it until we had done it 17 times. One report described the soft tissue as flexible and resilient and, when stretched, returned to its original shape. Schweitzer and others began to find more soft tissue from different dinosaur kinds. Blood cells were also found in duck-billed dinosaurs and triceratops, various proteins ranging from collagen to even more delicate ones such as laminin and elastin were also discovered, including unfossilized dinosaur bone cells, osteocytes. This caused immense consternation. Schweitzer's supervisor, Jack Horner, relates, when Mary was first working on this material, she called me up to say she had found osteocytes. I assumed she meant the spaces where the osteocytes would have been, which is what I suggested. No, Jack. Actually, we have the cells, and they have phyllipedia, and they have nuclei. Mary, the freaking creationists are just going to love you. Jack, it's your dinosaur. Researchers from the Natural History Museum in London took a closer look at eight dinosaur bones in their collection. They discovered red blood cells and collagen, an unfossilized dinosaur bone. Commenting on their find, they exclaimed, we didn't see bone crystallites as expected. What we saw instead was soft tissue. It was completely unexpected. My initial response was, these results are not real. In one study, collagen was found in dinosaur samples that were dated at 195 million years. Evolutionists often claim that creationists do not make scientific predictions in their models, but finding organic materials in these creatures is exactly what we would expect if the Bible's time frames about creation and the flood are only thousands of years ago, not millions, end of quote. The following sentence written by Brian Thomas are found in the book Creation, Basics, and Beyond. Weak excuses, like lost lunch and bacteria, do not account for the original soft tissue and fossilized remains found in so many places in such high quality. One British researcher said that the naturally mummified skin of a hadrosaur fossil that his team evacuated in North Dakota was absolutely God-smacking. The skin still has the original dinosaur reptile scales. How could skin scales be mistaken for somebody's lunch? In any case, this scientist would not have been so surprised if he understood that the dinosaur fossil was deposited by Noah's flood only thousands of years ago, end of quote. In the book, The Fossils Still Say No, Dr. J.P. Thompson writes, "The incredible preservation of soft tissue impressions combined with an explosion of animal life in virtually every conceivable body plan with no evolutionary precursors utterly defies all naturalistic explanations, as does the fact that fossils from these rock layers contain soft tissues. The presence of actually undecayed tissues in fossils found at virtually every level of the geological column completely undermines evolution's deep time paradigm." As of this writing, 2023, evolutionary researchers have published at least 120 different technical papers describing the presence of soft tissues and biomolecules in fossils supposedly millions of years old. Examples include mummified dinosaur skin, dinosaur blood hemoglobin, and dried up eyeball retinas from a mosasaur. The problem is that the science of tissue decay doesn't permit millions of years. This evolutionary inconvenient fact makes a 2014 soft tissue discovery one of the most spectacular. Original pliable marine worm tube issued found just below the bottommost layer of the Cambrian. Published in the journal Paleontology, researchers detailed delicate fossil casings manufactured by beard worms in a rock layer just below the Cambrian dated at 551 million years. The buried fossils had chitin containing worm tombs that look exactly the same as those made by living tube worms. In fact, the complex and intricate structural cross-layering of the fibers is still visible. One of the most confounding anti-evolutionary features of this fossil worm casings was that they were not mineralized at all, end quote. You'll find these confirming excerpts in the April-June 2024 issue of Answers Magazine under the title, "Evolution's Issue with Soft Tissue," Calvin Smith writes. By 2015, evolutionists were reporting on how an accidental discovery of blood and collagen in several dinosaur bones could rewrite textbooks. Soft tissues have now been found in well over 100 fossils, including dinosaurs, mammals, birds, plants, reptiles, amphibians, clams, insects, sponges, worms, and more. Not only that, but these fossils have been found all over the world, exposed to a wide variety of environmental conditions, cold, hot, wet, and dry. They have been found throughout the fossil record, from the Cambrian to the Triassic, Jurassic and Cretaceous periods, and at all different levels, the oldest being a marine worm, supposedly 551 million years old. In the face of today's widespread acceptance of evolution, admitting that the Earth isn't very old would have the ideological impact of a nuclear warhead. The story of evolution desperately needs millions of years. In the face of devastating evidence, evolutionists continue to clutch at straws to explain it, no matter how ridiculous their proposals. Soft tissue, found all over the world at all levels of the fossil record, fits beautifully within a young Earth timescale. These soft tissue finds are the remains of creatures that were buried during the Genesis flood, showing once again that what we see in God's world matches what we read in his word, end of quote. The blind champions of unbelief are champions only within their own reprobate minds and within the camp of their equally blind followers. A spirit of strong delusion prevails over the entire earth. The end is knocking, but be of good cheer, children of the light. This darkness is only over the camp of the blind. To the born again, there is an ever-increasing bright light of life and even eternal life shining over us. Proverbs 4:18, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Extreme darkness is the candle's best friend. Shine, saints, shine. God said, Romans 1:28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God said, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 8 through 12, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Daniel 7:25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Man said, these doomsday prophets make me laugh. Those of us in the enlightened society know there's no end of the world and certainly no judgment day. Eat, drink, and be merry. Now you have the record.